This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. Now, yesterday I had read to you the 14th chapter and verse 14 to 20. And we found something that sparked our curiosity. And I wanted to let you know I did do some extra study on this. And I'll read it again to explain it. Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and sitting on the white on the cloud, one who looked like a son of man, with a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out in a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth's harvest is fully ripe." So the one who was sitting on the clouds swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, who also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came from the altar, who was in charge of the fire, and cried out in a loud voice to the one who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and cut the clusters from the earth vines, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth. Now, what I was thinking yesterday is this Jesus or not? I don't believe it is. After studying it and dissecting it, what I found out is it is an angel who had some type of a authority and a crown given to him, perhaps Michael, because he had the authority to take vengeance and to actually harvest the earth. So it is an angel, perhaps, that had... I don't believe an angel can command the Lord Jesus, what I'm saying. So I come to the assumption that this is not Jesus, the one that had the crown. This is an angel. And the angel thrust in his sickle in verse 19. So it is, I believe, an angel, because the first verse of that 14th chapter, I looked, and the Lamb, whom is Jesus for sure, stood on Mount Zion with him 144,000. So I believe that's a totally different person, an angel, not the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's read on, because now we read in the 14th verses 14, 15, 17 to 19, and 20. Use your sickle and reap, because the harvest is fully ripe. That would mean that the Antichrist has made his seat in this world. The Antichrist, the mark of the beast, whether it be symbolic or not, the mark of the beast, the no one can buy or sell, except they have the number of his name or the mark. And this would indicate that the Antichrist has fully taken control, whether it be a one-man Antichrist, which I do not believe, or an Antichrist system, which I think is more believable. An Antichrist system, an Antichrist spirit, an Antichrist that takes over many of the people, because they all have the same mind. Why would you need an Antichrist that has the ability to take over through the Spirit, not the through one man? I mean, everybody's looking for one man. Face it. Everybody's looking for one. You think that the devil is going to suddenly appear in one man and everybody's going to know it? But through the Spirit and through the possession and through the spiritual agreement with Satan. This is how the Antichrist, I believe, will take over, because it is a demonic possession, mass demonic possession, because it's something that is coming and nobody's going to recognize it. You think Satan is actually going to come like everybody thinks, like the Left Behind books and all of these other movies and everything? I don't believe that. It's going to be different because, you know, when you think everything is going to be the same, it's not. It's not. It's just what's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. And that's usually the way everything goes, because everybody thinks one way. And the devil even, he's an expert on making people think a certain way. And a certain thing, he's an expert on this. You know, don't think that Satan is stupid. I wish he was, but he's not. And this is very, very important. Let's read on in this and briefly review. So use your sickle, reap the harvest, because the earth's harvest is fully ripe. It's ready. It's all ready. It's already been... booked. It's ready. Antichrist has taken over. And now we see him beginning to take shape. And this could, you know, it only takes one day, or what? Not one day, one election away from, we're only one election away from losing our freedoms and giving it all to the Antichrist. Did you know that? We're one day, one election away from giving it all away and to the Antichrist. Now, you think I'm kidding you. I'm not. Because just look at what happened in the Biden administration. Because it is amazing to me what they got away with. The evil that the Biden administration got away with. The mutilation of little children, the abortion that snowballed, the you name it. It was evil. The climate hoaxes, everything that they did, it was amazing that they got away with it. But they did. They got away with so much. And the devil can do so much in just a little amount of time. A tiny bit of time. And he got away with such, you can't even believe it. Almost took over. The Antichrist almost took over during the Biden administration and Obama. Two of the worst Antichrist representatives, Obama and Biden. Hate to say it, but I'm just pointing it out to you so you'll know. Don't get caught up in it. The Democrat Party has turned into the Antichrist Party. And that's just a matter of fact. You can check me out. Use your sickle, reap the harvest, because the earth's harvest is ripe. This will happen. We don't know when, but it's probably going to happen in your generation, I would say, because this generation will not pass until all things be fulfilled. The swinging of the sickle, and one that looked like the Son of Man. I don't believe it was. I believe it was somebody else. It's 200 miles. 1420, this 1600 stadia, in the Greek, the number may have symbolic of the entire, a certain portion of geographic area. It could be the Valley of Megiddo, the Valley of the Armageddon, but we're not certain of that. But we do have a good bit of other scripture to give us the indication that this would be the Valley of Armageddon, 200 miles, where the blood, the horse, to the height of the horse's bridle, this As I mentioned yesterday, 1 Enoch 100 verse 3 says, the horses shall walk up to the breast in the blood of sinners, and the chariot shall be submerged to its height. We also find this wording in the Talmud, in the ancient Jewish commentary on the Law of Moses, where it describes the bloodshed in a battle which took place at the time of the Emperor Hadrian. This battle is used as an image of swift judgment of God in pressing of grapes. The Jews called the blood in Ecclesiasticus. This is probably a preview of the battle. And then the real battle will take place during the tribulation, of course, or end of the tribulation. Now, getting back to our study, the seven bowls of God's anger. We got seven bowls of God's anger. And this is, I saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring, seven angels with the seven last plagues, for the through them God's fury is accomplished. And then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. On the sea of glass were standing those who had won the victory over the beast which is the Antichrist spirit, and his image, the numbering, signature, they holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses and the servant of God and the song of the Lamb. And this is what they sang. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name, for you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this, I had another vision. The temple, that is the heavenly tent of testimony, opened, and the seven angels with the seven plagues came out of the temple. They were dressed in clean white linen with gold sash around their chests. Now remember, this gold doesn't always mean that it's the Lord Jesus. Just like this angel we referred to a while ago that had some kind of a gold crown. Some angels have more authority than others. One of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven gold bowls filled with the fury of God who lives forever and ever. Then the temple became so filled with the smoke from God's glory and might that no one could enter it until the seven plagues of the seven angels had been accomplished. The seven bowls I heard of loud voice speaking from the temple to the seven angels. Go and pour out the seven bowls of God's fury upon the earth. 15 verse 1. Here, the bowls of God's anger are introduced, which will finally expend God's wrath. These seven bowls parallel quite closely to the seven trumpets. However, whereas with the trumpets, the destruction was only partial because it was a warning, and here it is total because of it is judgment. 15 verse 2, a sea of glass mingled with fire. In 4:6, chapter 4 and verse 6, we saw that the glass sea was the dome of heaven, and the waters above the dome described in Genesis 1. Here's the same sea is mixed with fire like blazing red sky or sunset, or like the sky when it's lit with ripples of lightning. This symbolizes the readiness of God to execute his judgment. And the ones who had overcome, the 144,000, these are martyrs, those who passed through the ordeal, the great tribulation, now safe in heaven, they've been caught up, maybe symbolizes the entire church, maybe a lot more than 144,000, standing upon the dome of the sky with their harps to sing the praise of God. No doubt this verse has contributed to the popular depiction of saints and angels in heaven playing harps. Now, one more verse and we're going to quit. 15 and verse 3. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God. There are two songs that Moses sang. One is in Exodus 15, in which Moses and the Israelites praise God for delivering them from the Egyptians through the Red Sea. While the theme of that song applies here, its content is not so much like the content of the song John quotes here as is the song of Moses in Deuteronomy 32, verse 3 and 4. It describes the greatness of God and the justice of all his works. And the song of the Lamb is what description. The song of Moses was the old song of redemption. The song of the Lamb is the new song mentioned in 5 and verse 9 and 14:3. We're going to stop there because we're out of time. We'll take up this 15th chapter in verse 5 and 6 and look at it a little closer tomorrow. So go to our website, krciradio.com, and leave us a message. And write to us, KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. If you'd like to help us, support us, or anything, please let us know. Nobody takes a salary here, so it goes to the expenses that we have. So please write to us, KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929, and call us at 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.